Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
I am Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. I'm here. Let's find out who else is. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Loya Menez.
Hey, you guys not gonna make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the sock team.
Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
And the brother, we suck!
Terry Barnes!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
I mean, it sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. It's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
It's the best. A.J. Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
JD Martinez.
They say we suck, we suck. Let's suck. Let's go suck together. Let's go have fun sucking.
Mike Vrabel. No? Not there, Robbie? I thought we had Mike Vrabel.
Hi, I'm Mike Vrabel and I suck.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you for having the self-confidence
to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Robbie Triano.
Chicago, I'm back.
Yeah.
Steve, I'm back. It's been right. way too long. Hello.
Yes, it has. Hi. Hey. Yo. Welcome to Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6767. That will get you to our listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number, 312-644-6767, that also gets you to the Score's text line. And this, hey, you, listen up. Join Lawrence Holmes and Remy Martin today at Signature, an elevated restaurant and sports bar at 1312 South Wabash in Chicago. They'll be there until 1 p.m. Come register for your chance to play hoops on the Court of Dreams at the United Center on February 22nd. And come sample some Remy cocktails. Remy Martin, team up for excellence. All right, look, here's the news, Bears fans. A report today, and this was breaking just before the show began. Jonathan Jones, NFL insider for CBS, reported former Panthers and Commanders head coach Ron Rivera will interview this weekend for the Bears head coach position, the source says. Rivera, a two-time NFL coach of the year, played for the 85 Bears and was the defensive coordinator for the Super Bowl XLI run. He coached Lovie Smith's defense. The last time the Bears went to the Super Bowl, he played the last time the Bears won a Super Bowl. He was on that team. And this is Super Bowl Chico. It's Super Bowl 59. That was Chico's number. He's a Score alum, by the way. This is all a wonderful confluence. I remember bringing his name up a couple weeks ago. I said, well, if you're going to go, if you're going to look, if you want people with Halas Hall, and it depends how much the Halas Hall zombies want to eat your brain. You want them to eat your brain. And I think it was Mark Potash. Mark Potash will be here in about 20 minutes. And I said, what about Chico? And he didn't seem too high on that whole thing. Well, we'll see. For those of you keeping score at home now, and you're really going to need pencils and a big spreadsheet, the Bears have interviewed former Titans coach Mike Vrabel, Cardinals offensive coordinator Drew Petzing, former Seahawks coach and Shane Waldron recommender Pete Carroll, Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, formerly of St. Rita and Northwestern, and Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. Today feels like a big day. Not just, and this was before the Chico news broke. The Bears scheduled, I say were scheduled, I don't know what might be going on now or has happened. They were scheduled to interview the whole Lions staff. Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator, first. Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, second. Both today. It was news, by the way, recently, maybe not quite, overnight, that the Raiders want Ben Johnson, and all of a sudden he's listening. The Raiders have Tom Brady. The Bears have George McCaskey. There's your double doink. So now it seems Chico's getting an interview, I don't know, about today, maybe tomorrow, and it seems fitting. Super Bowl Chico, Super Bowl number. Now, I don't know Chico's getting an interview in person. He certainly knows his way to and around Halas Hall or via Zoom like everyone else. So far, the Bears have elected to conduct virtual interviews with all the candidates. Now, there are rules that prohibit in-person interviews with coaches or coaches employed by other teams, coaches in the playoffs, coaches, all that stuff. The NFL has rules for that. You can do this, you can't do that, yada, yada, yada. You don't need to know them. But you know what? That does not include Pete Carroll and Mike Vrabel. They're two strong candidates. Ditto, Chico. The Bears could have brought in those guys. They didn't. They kind of refused to show they're serious. You bring in all the candidates you can. You bring them in as early as you can, as often as you can. Show that you mean business. And you're showing it not just to the candidates themselves, to Vrabel, to Pete Carroll, to Chico. But you're showing it to every other candidate. This is how we do things. We bring you in. We fly you in first class. We can put you up if you want. We will do all this with you in person. Look like you're a top shelf organization, not a mom and pop place that refuses to change, refuses to accept any other strategy other than, you know, we're a vertical operation. We're a top down organization. Oh, yeah. How's that worked out for you, George? Zero playoff wins and 5 head coaches. Congratulations. And I don't think it's because they're cheap, which is where everybody wants to go with this. I think it's because they're clueless. But either way, this is a stone left unturned by a GM or titular GM who says he needs no stone left unturned. But as we saw with his disastrous actions regarding coaches in every offseason, by the way, that he has been here, Ryan Poles always leaves stones unturned when it comes to coaches. Zoom calls have zero human feeling. You get that by being in the room with someone, seeing the body language, seeing all the cues. But maybe, I don't know, maybe the Bears learned that from George on down, they get in a room with somebody and they get suckered. Phil Emery, recommendations from Ernie Accorsi and that woodland creature on his head. Now it seems Kevin Warren, too. A lot of suckering of the Bears going on. And maybe they decided to make a change the way they were going to do it. Maybe they decided they were making mistakes. And the dispassionate way, the gathering of data that way, and not candidates as brothers, the way Ryan Poles described his connection with Eberflus. So they wanted to rate them on their answers and the data. So I'll allow for the Bears to appear to get smarter, to at least opt for some kind of change. And you have to do, as intractable as the Bears sound, as clueless as George sounds, you have to allow that you have to show that you're open to change. And what you're doing isn't working. Why wouldn't you change? You can cling to your mom and pop philosophy. It's not working. The Vrabel interview, to start this round of interviews, he spoke to a 6-person committee, including George McCaskey, Kevin Warren, HR. Oh, my God. Okay, hey, everybody. Squeeze into this little screen here so Mikey over there can see you. That's a lot of people. And when human resources are involved, you're an embarrassing organization. But when you're Ryan Poles and you hire bad coaches and you hire coaches with bad histories or bad futures and you don't do your due diligence and suddenly HR is involved and people are seizing computers and I don't know what happened before with Alan Williams and other coaches who had left under the cover of darkness, but HR's got to get involved. You don't think a candidate's going to have questions? If you're in person, it's less choreography, less set decoration. That would allow savvy executives to gain a valuable read. That's part of the interviewing process. I don't believe the Bears have savvy executives. But you have to do it like that if you're the Bears. You have to act like it. Look, you're already the Bears. You already do a lousy job identifying people and reading a room or reading people. You can't even read your own image in the city. And now you don't want to be accused of limiting your choices. So you go overboard with a list approaching 20 instead of 3 like last time. And you cut out a significant part of learning someone's story, developing a connection that you can also marry with a dispassionate look at the candidate. You're the Bears, and you want someone who can command a room, but you're not bringing them into a room. What part of clueless don't you understand? Or maybe the Bears don't want any of their people to show tells. You are playing a form of poker. Maybe they don't want people, their people, well, this 75-person committee that's going to look at each candidate, you don't want their people to show tells of how embarrassing it is to work for a comically stupid franchise that sends out a coach to do a day-after press conference because they can't figure out how and when to fire him. I don't know that the Bears want to hear that Pete Carroll wants his own GM. Seemed to work in Seattle. They got a Super Bowl ring out of it. George quickly dismissed that because that's not the way they do things. He said it had never come up in the course of this. And boy, he's had a lot of chance for this to come up, hasn't he? Working on his fifth head coach since 2011. Maybe there's a reason it hasn't come up. I mean, it's entirely possible Vrabel would want his own GM. I don't know about Chico, if he really is going to interview this week. And those guys, by the way, would all be interviewing with more skins on the wall than the people interviewing them. I mean, there's Pete Carroll. He's got a Super Bowl ring, another Super Bowl appearance. There's Mike Vrabel. Three straight playoff appearances. Something that hasn't been seen around here since Ditka. And there's Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles and HR doing the questioning. But back to the issue of why a coach wanting his own GM hasn't come up. See, that demand would come from a strong personality, and the Bears don't do strong personalities anymore. They haven't for more than 30 years AD after Ditka, my friend. They do bland, like the McCaskies themselves. They don't do Ditka anymore. They do Mr. Rogers. Won't you be my neighbor at House Hall? They don't do Super Bowls. They're doing remote controls. More clueless Bears hiring practices have entered the chat. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. Take a break. We will get back to talking about Chico, Ron Rivera, and we will get back to talking about the Bears head coaching search and how bad they are at it and how many more people needed to be added to this committee. Maybe the guy who controls the parking gate out front of Hallis Hall. He could read people, right? He talks to people. Sure. Why not HR? If HR is there, why not the guy at the parking gate? We'll talk to Mark Potash of the Sun-Times. Thanks for listening. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Wow! That I am Steve Rosenblum. There's the big guy. It must be true. The big guy voice said it. This is Saturday Suckage. Update on the Bears head coaching search. We told you earlier a report from Jonathan Jones of NFL Insider for CBS that Ron Rivera is expected to be interviewed this weekend. That came from a source Jonathan Jones cited. And you'll remember Chico coached the defense and the last time the Bears went to the Super Bowl and played linebacker for the team that actually won the Super Bowl. And he's apparently on the list. He's head coach of the Commanders and the Panthers. He has been NFL Coach of the Year twice. Latest update, Ben Johnson has completed his interview with the Bears, or the Bears have completed their interview with Ben Johnson. So there's some moving parts. Apparently Aaron Glenn is still scheduled to be interviewed later on, so you got the Lions offensive coordinator done if you're the Bears. Defensive coordinators coming up. Coming up for us, joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Mark Potash of the Sun-Times. Download the Circa app today. All right, in whatever order you want, Mark Potash. What do you think? The Bears, you know what? I'll give you the order, Mark Potash. Thanks for joining me today. The Bears completed their interview with Ben Johnson. What do you think?
Well, I think he should definitely be at the top of their list. I'll be honest. It's so hard to tell. It's so hard to make these judgments because I'm not in there in the room. And I think when you, I think that's one of the things about these coaching searches is we do so much on paper, but you really got to get in there and know, meet a guy face to face, even if it's on Zoom or whatever, to really know. So I'm not going to say I'm an expert and know that Ben Johnson will be the answer. But my take, frankly, is I think the Bears have to just take the biggest swing they can, and Ben Johnson's at the top of the list. And that doesn't mean they have to go after him. It could be somebody else, but, Vrabel, Carroll, any of these, Brian Flores, so just some big fish, I guess, as I put it in the paper. And so I say, yeah, Ben Johnson would definitely be at the top of my list. The interesting thing there is that they're going to have to strike very quickly to do that. Even for a guy who might be in the Super Bowl, they're going to have to do a lot of back channel negotiating and things that they don't normally do because there are other teams that are interested and are certainly going to go that way. So, if you're asking me who's at the top of my list, I guess I'd have to say without being in the room and really being able to do the search like the Bears do, I'd say you might as well go for a guy like Ben Johnson because you know something, and I'm kind of being flippant about this, but not if you fail on that, at least you took the biggest swing you can instead of hiring Mark Trestman. And I think that's where the Bears are in their searches after all these years. I think that's what they have to do is go for the big name and go for the – don't trust your judgment. Trust the judgment of the rest of the league, and they've put those guys at the top of the list.
So you've got the – what you wrote about today was I found it like – okay, narrow this down. I think the list that's now approaching 20 is a reaction to the last time it was 3 and we're jamming this down the GM's throat and you better pick one. And good luck to you. So I think that's the overreaction. I also think you want a leader of men, a man who can command the room, and you're not bringing into the room every guy you could. You could have brought Vrabel in. You could have brought Pete Carroll in. You could have had that, maybe develop that connection, maybe found something you were looking for. You could do that with Chico. He certainly knows his way around Hallis Hall. So the way they're going about this, I think, is typically clueless. They're not taking advantage of every opportunity they have. And now they're taking a look, apparently, at Ron Rivera. I think you and I had a conversation several weeks ago, and I brought up Ron Rivera, and you weren't, do I remember right? You weren't that high on the idea. You weren't embracing it.
I think Ron Rivera is a qualified candidate, no doubt about it. I just think at this point in time, timing is everything. I just think the Bears can aim higher and go. There's no certainty that anyone will work out, I guess. But he has
history tells you, Mark. You tell us that history, Mark.
Let's put it this way. I'm kind of biased because I grew up a Bears fan, and Ron Rivera is a great guy and a good coach. So I just say that wouldn't go over well. Let's put it that way. I think there's other. I think the Bears have there are other candidates who might be a better, believe it or not, a better fit. Although it's kind of funny. I've been saying I think the Bears should have an ex-Bear as part of the process. I'm talking about. Guys like Olin Krutz or Pat Manley, guys who have really been passionate about the Bears, Tom Waddle, Alex Brown, Briggs, those guys. They should, but not this. That wasn't exactly what I was thinking about when I wanted an ex-Bear as part of the process. But frankly, that would be actually with all the people they're going to have in the room on these things, and still, it's still going to be a lot. You really should have an ex-Bear. So I guess I would make that point. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying upon the news, you would, in talking about Ron Rivera, you had mentioned that Cam Newton was an MVP, and they went 15-1, and they went to the Super Bowl, and Riverboat Ron was different from, I guess, the guy who was at the Commanders, but he was still a guy who could command a room, and you were the one making the point about where he is with young quarterbacks, what he did with a young quarterback as a defensive-minded guy. I think there's something to that.
I can't remember who it was you had mentioned before, there's a good, on his resume, there's a good Ron Rivera and there's a bad Ron Rivera. Yeah. Which Ron Rivera do you think the Bears will eventually get at Hallis Hall? That's another issue that people really aren't considering is there even a chance that you can even, that there is a right answer?
They make everybody dumber. Did I misread? We're not in any room or in any Zoom call with Ben Johnson, for instance, but we heard some audio from Cliff Kingsbury, who didn't I'm not sure if he doesn't want to coach the Bears or doesn't want to be a head coach, period. And I seem to, I wondered about the same thing with Ben Johnson. He had opportunities. He's a guy looking for a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful situation, and I can't blame him for that because he's got a bye this week. He's doing everything right. If you want to call plays, you want to do all that stuff that Matt Nagy really loved and couldn't do any other part of the job, then and you're Ben Johnson and you are self-aware, then you're doing the right thing. Have you read anything or heard anything that gives you reason to think he doesn't really want to be a head coach right now?
Are you talking about Ben Johnson?
Yes, Ben Johnson.
No, I think he does. I think he's just very particular about what he wants. I think that's one of the probably the better signs for the Bears is that they're on his list. I mean, he's the one guy, everybody should do this, but he's the one guy who will have more questions for them or bigger questions for them than they will have for him. And so I think it's a good sign that I think he does. I think he wants, but I think he's been part since last year. He's been particular. In fact, he's probably interviewing with more people than I thought. Because I think Brady kind of lassoed him into that the Vegas thing. But just that the Bears are on his list, I think is enough intent for me because he knows he's in the division. He knows he knows a lot about what the Bears are about. And if anybody would be scared away by their dysfunction, he would be one of the first guys. And so we'll see what happens. But no, if the question is I think he's interested and I probably more actively, well, obviously because he's going on the more interviews, but more actively interested. So I think it's just a question more of does he want them rather than they want him, because I think he's that hot of a candidate. And, frankly, we don't know if he's the next Josh McDaniels or Brian Daboll or the next Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay. We really don't know that. But I guess my point is I don't think the Bears have shown that they're the type of team, the type of organization has the insight to know the difference.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that what the Chiefs knew. They knew they had Andy Reid was their guy, and they saw he was available. He was better than what they had. The Bears failed to do that with Jim Harbaugh or anybody else last year. Ryan Poles wouldn't upgrade at coaching. And then the Vikings with Kevin O'Connell, and you go, oh, wow, really? That wasn't a former playoff head coach. And then the Lions, who you never thought would get it right, the way you think the Bears never get it right, they get it right with Dan Campbell, and all of a sudden both his coordinators are. So your column today was kind of, look, pick one, pick a guy, either a big name or the guy who's got the credibility. That's one thing Pete Carroll brings. That's one thing Vrabel brings. That's one thing Rivera brings, is the credibility of having done this, whereas Ben Johnson probably brings more hope for fireworks than we've ever had before. Is that fair, do you think?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's kind of my point. And it's another one of those kind of things that was kind of flippant a few years ago, but is actually serious now because the Bears haven't, the Bears act like I said in my story, the Bears act like this expansive search, doing this, look, no stone unturned. Like, that's a good thing. But for them, it's frankly, it hasn't been. They have not missed on head coaches because they haven't done enough research. They've missed because they're just not good at determining what qualities make a good, projecting what will a good coach be. And so no matter how, their expansive searches get you Mark Trestman, when George is in the room. So, I mean, I know I'm kind of kidding about that, but I mean, that's the reality. I mean, so I just think they have to, they don't have to, they can do whatever they want, but I just don't think, my point, I guess, was the expansive search thing doesn't impress me. That they're going, that's going to, find the answer, because I think they, that you talk about the three guys that Eberflus had to, had to choose from. Well, they actually interviewed 10 head coaches, candidates that year. That was kind of an expansive search too, and they still ended up with the wrong guy. So they've done this, time and time again. And so that's my point, is that the expansive search thing doesn't really do anything for me. It doesn't make me feel any more confident that the Bears are finally going to get the right guy. The right guy, like Bruce Arians, might be right in front of their face. And maybe the guy they should strike first, strike quickly. That's what I think. That's the kind of the point, is that it's time to do that, in my opinion.
My guest is Mark Potash of the Sun-Times. We're talking Bears, Bears coaching, and the various ways they're going about it, and the various candidates they're considering. What part should Caleb Williams play in this? We know he's the central, he's the icon in this whole thing. He is the biggest reason to take this job, right? And so do the Bears want him around? You can just conveniently have him in Hallis Hall when you start bringing people into Hallis Hall. You can ask him to be around, right? You can have these kind of meetings. You can see what goes on that way. What would you think would be the proper way for Caleb Williams to be a part of this, if at all?
I'll admit that's a really tricky thing. It is for me when I think about it, because I've kind of thought it over and what kind of role he should play. And it probably shouldn't be all that much. I mean, he should certainly be, you know, he should certainly meet the candidate face to face. You know what I mean? And at least, you know, at least see that, you know, what kind of connection there is and stuff like that. But I think it's really important, and I also wrote this, that the Bears really have to match up a guy who can really make the most, and really, I said, not just likes Caleb Williams, but loves Caleb Williams. Now, you know, a guy who had him number one in that, unquestionably number one in that draft class, a guy who really believes in him, because I think this year proved, while I know a lot of people saw a lot of good, to me he's still hit and miss. I mean, he's no sure thing, and he is a better prospect than Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields, and he can be a better quarterback than Jay Cutler, but I think he needs a lot of work, and I think he needs the right guy. He needs one of those strong, mentally tethered bonds with your, you know, between the OC or the head coach, whoever, and quarterback that you see so often in the NFL. So I think it is important that they get a connection. They get a guy who connects with Caleb Williams. But I mean, that doesn't mean he should like have veto power or anything like that. I don't think that's part of the plan, nor should it be.
No, I wasn't saying veto power. I wasn't indicating that. I just wanted. I didn't know if you thought he should be. And whatever time you get with a guy in the room, whatever he agrees to be there, that Caleb Williams walks into that room, how long he stays would be a question of what you want. Because if you're going to get to the point where you bring people into the room, somebody's going to – don't you expect coaching candidates to ask the Bears – and maybe George is hoping they so desperately want the job that they don't dare ask the question, why did you let your head coach go out and hold a day after news conference, and because you couldn't figure out how and why to fire him? Wouldn't you, if you were a candidate, would you ask the Bears that?
You know, that's interesting, because I think we look at it that way. I'm not sure how many candidates are that, I guess, discerning, or that, you know, I don't know if I'm struggling to find the right word, but it's just, I don't know how much they look at it and wonder, wow. I think a lot of times they actually do. That's why the Bears end up with the guys who just want the job. And so maybe they don't really take seriously the guys who challenge them. I think that's been the history. I think there's proof of that anybody who's like a Bruce Arians, who's, you know, kind of told them what they need to know, have not been hired. So I think there are people like that, but I'm just not sure if it's like every guy. I'm certain it's not every guy who's wondering that, and they usually don't find out until it's too late that you know, there's something in the water there. So so I'm not sure I'm not sure how that plays out, but that's why I say you know, that a guy like Ben Johnson's going to have more questions, or should have more questions for the Bears than they have for him.
And I would think that you would, if you're an honest, transparent, if you're a Bears organization, if you're a football organization that's serious, you would want to hire one of the people who asked you that question. And the Bears would, as you said, I side with you, the Bears would never want to go near anybody who would ask that question, because you're dealing with somebody with somebody with a personality, somebody with big onions to ask that question. I'm not sure the Bears want that.
Yeah, historically they don't. I mean, that's the crux of the entire issue, Steve, is that the Bears need someone who will, as I've said it, shake things up at Hallis Hall, and that involves telling them things they don't, doing things differently, and having a thought, just a general thought process differently than from what they're used to. And the Bears, as they explained today, just kind of want to do it their way and believe in their way. And apparently there's no amount of failure that will you know, throw them off that. You know, that will force them away from that. So that's certainly not a great sign, because I think they need to change the way they're thinking. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know what else to tell you. We'll see how it plays out. I'm really, you know, at least they're interested in the very best guys in this cycle. And I think that's the only thing really holding my interest at this point, is to see just how that plays out, because they're not ignoring the guy who might want more money or even more authority. But will they actually listen to that? And I don't know. I don't know if they know what they're doing wrong or right. So that makes it really difficult to kind of figure out if they're going to get it right or not. So we'll see. I'm interested. That's the only thing. Like I said, the only thing really holding my interest, because I'm, after all these years, I'm kind of, don't tell anyone, kind of trying to stay away from this as much as I can.
All right,
you wear, I see too many of these.
You wear a hazmat suit while you're doing the reporting, okay, Mark?
That's basically, in a manner of speaking, that's kind of how I'm going about it.
All right. Thanks for taking the time this Saturday to join me. I appreciate it, Mark, as always.
Thanks, Steve. Always good to talk to you.
All right. Mark Potash of the Sun-Times. Take a break. When I come back, you know, the Bears have an extensive list of coaching candidates. There's a name missing from it, or a name I thought would be on it. So I'm going to put it on it after this break. This is Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to, but there's nothing that matches up to the Bears' history of coaching searches. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Big guy said it. Big guy said, you know, I once went through and made a list, Robbie. Guys, I want to say my name. And I did not have Rick Pardee. I did not have, but big voice guys, I wanted John Facenda, a legendary voice of NFL films. And you can hear him when we have Mark Gonzalez on, and it was the autumn wind is a pirate. And Vin Scully was another one, late Vin Scully. Bob Costas, I thought that'd be cool. Harry Carey would be good. I did not have a big voice guy, but the big voice guy saying Saturday Suckage, that would, along with Bob Costas, who was complimenting my confidence in naming my show Saturday Suckage.
I wish we could have gotten James Earl Jones before he passed.
He would have been the other one.
That would have been great.
This is CNN. Yeah.
Nelson Mandela too. Not Nelson Mandela. What am I thinking? Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
He played Nelson Mandela. Yeah. My bad.
Okay.
Hello, this is Steve Rosenblum.
We don't know why. The Bears, they got this list. They sent out information today. They confirmed they completed the interview with Ben Johnson, Lions offensive coordinator. There was a report, Jonathan Jones, CBS, that Ron Rivera will interview this weekend as well, a former Bear. He played on their Super Bowl champion, their one and only Super Bowl champion. He coached the defense to their other Super Bowl appearance since time immemorial. That's the way it adds up. And I remember I thought of Ditka on this whole thing of Ron Rivera. One time Ditka was asked about when things were going very badly. And this was not a who you crapping, but we did who you crapping last on January 1st. But he said, I played on the last championship team we had here, and I coached the other one. So I don't know where the line to apologize is, but I'm not going to be in it. Ron Rivera played on the last Super Bowl team, and he coached the defense the last time they got to the Super Bowl. I don't know where the line to apologize is. I'm not going to be in it. Bears have a long list. And you know what? For all the names that we heard and had no idea, and there would be surprises, right? You got your favorite college coach, Robbie. He's on there.
Matt Campbell. Absolutely. Right.
Steve. And a guy at Arizona, offensive coordinator I'd never heard of. I saw a picture of him, and apparently he fits neatly into the overhead compartment. So here's a name I expected to be on the list. If you're doing that the way they're doing it, the name is Josh McCown. He played quarterback here, people. And I think all you need to know about his personality, or why you would include him, his personality, his guidance and help, he made Jay Cutler smile. If I'm Josh McCown, I put that on the resume. He made Jay Cutler human. McCown That makes him the greatest teammate ever in my world. He went to Sam Houston State. It used to be known, and I'm not kidding because Dan Rather is an alum when it was, it used to be Sam Houston Institute of Technology. You work out that sweatshirt in your head, okay? Sam Houston Institute of Technology. But that's not why you called. It's a true story, but that's not why you called.
I don't want to.
McCown is 45, and he was born on the 4th of July. He's a Yankee Doodle Dandy. This just keeps getting better, I'm telling you. And it's a name that would annoy Bernstein, always a positive, because people were calling him McCowan. He was drafted in the third round by the Cardinals in 2002. He's played for almost half the NFL. Played for 13 teams, including the Bears, from 2011 to 2013. Now, it doesn't mean, this doesn't make him a great coach, but it's worth noting. When Cutler was hurt in 2013, he beat the Packers on a Monday night. I was like, this is Hall of Fame. This is Bears Hall of Fame stuff. He threw for 355 yards against the Vikings, 4 TDs against the Cowboys, NFC Offensive Player of the Week. First Bears quarterback to throw for 300 yards, 330 yards in 3 state games. He had a 109.0 passer rating that year. Bears were 3-2 in his starts. They would go 8-8, so they were a winning team when he started. He finished behind Peyton Manning and Nick Foles in passer rating. He interviewed for the Houston Texans coaching job in 21 and 22. 23, he was hired by the Panthers. Okay, this is where it gets really unseemly. He was a quarterback's coach under Frank Reich. So that was the trade where Ryan Poles pantsed the Panthers owner. And Bryce Young sucks so much that everyone died at the end. So McCown was fired by the Panthers along with Reich and Deuce Staley, and they were 1-10, and bye-bye. Do you know what McCown is doing now? Got the job in February. He's a quarterback's coach for the Vikings. He works for Kevin O'Connell, who is really the coach everybody wants right now. O'Connell gets all the credit, and I have no reason to deny him any of that. Maybe too much. Coaches usually do, just like quarterbacks. But O'Connell gets the credit for making Sam Darnold, MVP candidate. I don't know, Pro Bowler. I mean, he's got 102.5 passer rating. The Bears don't do that. The Bears, and McCown must have something to do with it. Sam Darnold's passer rating is 6th best in the league. That's better than MVP candidate Josh Allen. I'd like to know what part McCown played in that. I believe McCown's doing things because he did it here. McCown is a member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He has served in Pro Athletes Outreach and Coaches Time Out, which are both ministries. He spends a lot of time talking to church groups, men's groups during the off season. So he'll go to church with the McCaskies. That checks the God-fearing box that the Bears may or may not admit to. But I'm telling you this. Those of you who were there saw it and couldn't believe it. He made Jay Cutler human. Tell me he can't rally a room of football players. I'm surprised Josh McCown's name is not on the list, but I do think he could find a way to work with Caleb Williams. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckers. Thank you for listening. Next hour, Chuck Swirsky will join me. We will talk some Bulls. Zach LaVine. They're all playing well enough to get traded, and I don't know that any of them would get traded, but they are playing the kind of basketball you've been dying to see since Lonzo Ball got hurt, and they couldn't figure anything else out. They couldn't figure out what to do. Oh, my God. Talk of that, but more Bears. When we come back, I have something special planned. I hope you'll join me for it. This is Saturday Suckage. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
McGowan is a better fit than Jason Campbell because he's more cerebral.